Socks and sliders everywhere and every day. Full English breakfast at a cafe, not a cafe. No, no, baby, we don't let strangers come our way. But you should come to my hood, my hood, my hood.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episodes. I know I've been MIA, and there are two reasons for that. One was I didn't like the way part two of the last episode came out. So me being a semi-perfectionist, I'm going to re-record that and also just and re-release, not re-release it, but I'm going to re-record it and release it probably next week. The second reason was I've had some unexpected interruptions, and that's what I'll just call it. And that's why I wanted to put out this episode. I've been looking at some of the people that I follow, and a lot of them have been very inspirational. And I felt like I wanted to add to that realm as well. As we know, life is a cycle. Certain issues that may come up, such as being laid off at a position that you were doing your all at, or having a client disappear on you for non-payment, or even going through a breakup. Whatever the case may be, the cycle of life is to continue. With that being said, I want you all to continue and to move forward, because even when you're feeling like you can't, you have to. With this episode, I'm going to offer a few ways to get out of the dumps and move forward. So the first one I have is exercise. And I have this as number one because it's a natural drug. After you exercise, no matter how hard it may be, it's a natural drug that actually raises your endorphins. It makes you feel better. It makes you more productive during the day. Not only exercise, I want to challenge you to do something out of your comfort zone. So that may be kickboxing. It may be Zumba, even if you don't have a beat, you know, if you don't have any rhythm to dance. It may be running. For example, I scheduled my first 5K. I've done this before and I didn't run the 5K, which I basically came up with several excuses. But with the cycle of life and, of course, great marketing, the opportunity to run another 5K presented itself again. And I wasn't going to say anything at first, but leaving these announcements on the podcast allows me to be more accountable. So I will finish my first 5K and document my experience. But this is bringing me out of my comfort zone because I'm not really a runner. Some of my family members are, like my mother and my father. They've actually ran marathons, and I'm just trying to keep up. I guess I'm trying to keep up with them. But this is very out of my comfort zone, and I wanted to challenge myself. So I offer that to you. The next one is, with whatever interruption you've had in life or however down in the dumps you may be, I want you to reflect. And during this time of reflection, I want you to try to have an unbiased approach. Ask some questions like, what did I do to cause this? Since I'm the common denominator, was there something about me that I need to change? Did I not have the skills for this? Or did I not present myself in great fashion in this relationship? The other day, a friend of mine asked me to recommend a book to help her just feel better about certain things and just to focus. The book is called The Writings of Florence Strovel Shinn, and it was given to me by a friend who knew that I was having a rough week, so I'm recommending it to you all. You may need to change the verbiage depending on your religion or not, because I definitely had to, but other than that, the affirmations, the way to look at it in a different perspective really helped. Next is go do. After you've grieved, reflected, it's now time to go do. And by go doing, I mean different activities. Maybe taking yourself out to eat or going to the movies by yourself, volunteering for the homeless, nursing homes, kids, or even at 5K events. You can also volunteer for a person that you may follow or volunteer for a cause that's really close to your heart. If you're having trouble with a pitch, contact me on the website, sipthepodcast.com, and I can help you with a few of those. And finally, I don't want you to dwell. Whatever the case may be, is now in the past. You reflected and now you're moving forward, finding out things that you do like or don't like, things that you can or cannot change. It's okay to ask for help from the appropriate channels. And I want to end not dwelling with this quote from Jürgen Maslow, which is, what we feel in such circumstances does not matter as much as what we do about it. If you succumb to defeat, you'll never win. This has been another episode of Espresso for Espresso. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to leave a 5-star review on iTunes and subscribe to my newsletter at sipthepodcast.com. Until we meet again, enjoy your life cycle, enjoy your process, and have a great week.